I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
The wedding labels are ringing. It's a Watch What Happens Live at home wedding with Patti LaBelle now.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home from the Hamptons. I'm Andy Cohen with a special wedding episode where we'll throw a little shade before somebody throws a bouquet. My guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning recording artist who can hit high notes as easily as her pies hit the spot. Speaking of her frozen food line, Patty's Good Life is available now, and it is a blockbuster. Just like her, please welcome the incomparable Gemini Queen, Miss Patti LaBelle. Hi, Miss Patti.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. Good I'm so evening. Happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too, and your baby is beautiful.
Thank you, and you're beautiful. Now, it is always a special night when Miss Patti stops by, but tonight is extra special because later on in the show, we're having a wedding where I'll be marrying a couple on the air. Thousands applied for this. The winners are huge Bravo fans, and just you wait till you see who their surprise bridesmaids are gonna be. So grab your champagne and maybe some tissues and maybe an adult diaper. Hey, Miss Patti, much going on in the news. And so much incredible activism happening in the midst of a lot of tragedy. What has struck you over the last month as the Black Lives Matter movement has accelerated?
It's been amazing watching what should have happened so many years ago. People testifying and protesting in a good way to make our lives, Black lives, do matter. You know, and to see all of that ugly stuff with the knee on the neck and all the gross things happening with people, you know, it's just putting me in a sad place. But we have to try and uplift ourselves with the COVID and with all of the tragedies happening around us all over the world. I mean, I wake up and say, I can't complain. You know, right. Keep praying and keep on hoping.
Well, yeah. You know, the title of your book was Don't Block the Blessings. And right. You never do, do you?
I never block the blessings. I try not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Patti, your life and career have more delicious layers than one of your signature pies. So I want to see if you can recall all of them with Lady Memory Laid. Patti, I'm going to give you some of your defining career moments. Try and remember the best part of each. So let's start July 75. You were part of the first African-American vocal group to land the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. That had to feel like a big deal for you.
That was one of the bigger deals in life, to be on that cover. And the other things that was LaBelle, we were the first Black ladies to perform at the Metropolitan Opera House.
Wow.
So we've done a lot of first good things, and it made us all feel like queens.
Yeah. What about performing at Live Aid in 1985 in Philadelphia? What was the best part of that?
The best part was myself going, I was singing Imagine, John Lennon's Imagine. I walked in the audience and it was wet floors and everybody thought I was going to get shocked, but I didn't. I kept walking through that water, honey, and it was a wonderful, wonderful day. Wonderful experience.
How about, what was the best part of spending a week with Prince at Paisley Park in 88, 89, recording your album, Be Yourself?
He treated me like he was my son. I was his mother. We went to his house. He wanted me to cook for him. I cooked 5 or 6 items. He only ate a biscuit. He took me to the disco. We went dancing that night. All of this is after we record. He would dress me up. His, you know, he had a fashion boutique in Sewers on his property. So they made me like 4 outfits. And he went with his little high heel shoes. And we danced, honey, on the floor. He just treated me like his mother. I mean, and then when he did Arsenio Hall show, he said he wouldn't do it unless I came with him. So I came, sat on the couch. I didn't say a word.
Wow.
But he had this great feeling for me, and I feel so proud and blessed.
Wow. How about in 1994, you performed Ain't No Way as a tribute to Aretha Franklin when Aretha received her Kennedy Center honors. What do you remember about that?
It was a blessing, first of all, to be asked to sing for Aretha Franklin, my lady. I think she's the best singer in the world. And I was nervous, you know, because you have to look at them up in that box, up in the ceiling, and say, hey, girl. It was just beautiful, Andy, one of the most beautiful moments of my life.
Lastly, the 1995 Super Bowl, where you performed during the Indiana Jones-themed halftime show.
Yes, and you know what? There were real snakes in that pit. And so they all knew that I was petrified. I mean, the snakes weren't going to get me, but just knowing they were right under me, I froze, boo. But I did my thing. But that was fun. It was.
I just want to go on record. I think it's nasty that you're referring to the Supremes as snakes.
Who said that?
I'm just kidding.
You better shut up, because I've never said that. Those
I know. Bad. I'm kidding, Patty.
Oh, you're so bad, Andy, Gemini.
As Patty remembers from her previous appearances on this show, we simply cannot get enough of her viral Where's My Background Singers performance of
crazy.
This Christmas at the National Tree Lighting. So it's time to play Were They a Background Singer? I'm going to name some famous singers who get huge applause. You say if they used to sing mostly oohs and ahs. Was Katy Perry ever a background singer?
I don't think she did oohs and ahs.
She was for POD. Was
really?
J-Lo ever a background singer?
No, she was a background dancer.
Yes, she was for Janet Jackson and New Kids on the Block. A background dancer. You are correct.
Go ahead.
Was Sheryl Crow ever a background singer?
Yes, I think for Michael Jackson.
Yes, and Don Henley and Stevie Wonder. Was the iconic Whitney Houston ever a background singer?
I think so. I know
she
burst it out.
For Shaka.
Really?
For Shaka and Lou Rawls.
I didn't know that.
Patty, did you know Lou Rawls, by the way?
Yes, I did.
What kind of guy was he? I was such a fan.
He was very calm. You know the way he seems?
That's yeah.
He is very laid back.
Wow.
And a gentleman, for sure.
Was John Legend ever a background singer?
No.
He did do background vocals for Kanye West and many more.
See, I didn't want to be wrong. Okay, yes, he was a background singer.
How about Rihanna?
No.
She was not. You're correct. Last up, what about Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. Yes. Thank you very much, Patty. Couple viewer questions. Ronnie W. wants to know, what's one food or dish you've been trying to master while in quarantine?
Oh, my God, grits.
Grits.
Trust me, this Black woman cannot make great grits. Everything else I make is fabulous, darling, but I can't do a grit.
Patty, John R. said, in the spirit of pride, what is one of your favorite memories of performing in the Continental Baths in the early year of your career for all the gay men there?
Nobody wants to know, but I went to the machine to get bubble gum, and it was condoms. Okay, now that was crazy. Serenona laughed at me for a week. Yeah, those baths. Oh, God, they were fun.
Patty, Nicole J. said, is it true that Diana Ross and the Supremes used to sneak into your dressing room to see what the Bluebells were wearing before you went on stage?
Sometimes it happened, but they didn't sneak. They just saw. Because one thing about me, I would flaunt my outfit. I would go in the hallway and let everybody see me, you know. So, yeah, they saw it because I showed it. And they didn't steal from us, not at all.
Okay, Miss Patty, what do you say we get this wedding party going, huh?
I think it's about time. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Me too. Please welcome the happy couple. They logged in virtually as boyfriends, but they will log off as full-blown husbands. It's Justin Aquino and Robert Neptune. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
You're in Orange County, California. How did you two meet and how long have you been together?
Well, we've been together for 10 years. It'll be 11 in November. We met at our apartment complex, and I was at the gym doing a nice workout, and then I walked into the mailroom, and I saw Justin, and...
He told me he saw me around town, so I was like, so you've been stalking me?
No.
Who made the first move?
I did. He brought over a bottle of wine, and... He was about to leave, and I said, no kiss? So I was like, yeah.
Now, what made you want to get married on Watch What Happens Live?
Well, so we saw the post, and then we actually had we got engaged last November, and then we were planning to do a destination wedding, but COVID happened. And so when we saw this post, we're like, hey, why not? We're huge Bravo fans, and here we are.
I heard you're big Bravo fans. Who are each of your favorite Bravo celebrity couples?
Juan Dixon, absolutely. Yes. And Robin Dixon, of course. Candy and Todd. Erica and Tom from Beverly Hills.
I love it. So aside from today, what's been your favorite episode of Watch What Happens Live?
Oh, my God. Jack Hay and Regina King.
Yes.
Can I say titties?
Oh
my God, and when they asked Candace to name three Metallica songs, that was the best.
Oh, that was good. Oh my God, I love
it. She got clocked on live TV.
You guys are real fans. I love it. All right. Well, since weddings are meant to be shared with one's nearest and dearest, we are joined by Justin's best friends, Priscilla and Shanine. And Robert's best friend, Brandy, who's joining us from Italy. Welcome, ladies. I'm so glad that you're all here. And boys, I'm also told that you're joined by Justin's mom, Jackie, and your dog, Tyson, who dressed up for the occasion, which is very sweet. Let's see the moms. Very good. There's Tyson. Okay, well, guys, we know that throwing a wedding in the midst of a global pandemic can be challenging, so we went ahead and took care of some of the essentials. Justin, this is a big surprise to you. Please welcome your surprise matron of honor, Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane.
Hi, Justin. Hi, Robert. Hi, Miss Patty.
Hi, honey.
Oh, my God.
Hi,
congratulations.
Justin, I take it you're a big Erica Jane fan.
I'm a huge Erica Jane. I have your book. We were at your concert when they were filming.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the love and support. Congratulations. This is a great day.
Thank you Robert, so much. We didn't forget you. Here to fix your train, it is Real Housewife of Atlanta, Candy Burris.
Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
By the way, and I should mention, Candy and Patty are both Masked Singer alumni. Oh.
Yeah, and she won. Yes. Go, Candy. It was beautiful.
I had to represent for us, Mama sure Patty. Did. I had to represent.
I had no clue it was you.
Well, I tried to line up an amazing flower girl, but he's more of a flower gill. It's the gay shark. Hi, gay shark. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Before these two get legally gay married, it's time for some words of wisdom from the book of Patty. Patty, what would you like to say to these two lovebirds?
I would say stay together as long as you can, and that should be for life. But every now and then have a 2-week vacation from each other, and that'll make you love even harder together when you get back.
That's great advice.
Thank you.
All right, I want to get started before we lose the venue. Oh, wait, we're all at home. Okay, but let's get started anyway. Okay. Dearly beloved Watch What Happens Live fans and people at home who haven't worn pants in 3 months, We are gathered here tonight in front of Patti LaBelle, a gay shark, the woman who wrote Bugaboo, and another who pats the puss, to join this man, Justin, and this man, Robert, in virtual internet matrimony, unless their Wi-Fi craps out first. So Justin, do you take Robert to be your lawfully wedded husband, to support him as fiercely as a woman who supports other women?
I do.
And Robert, do you take Justin to be your lawfully wedded husband, to love and honor him morning, noon, and candy-coated nights?
Oh. I do.
Justin and Robert have written their own vows to exchange. Justin, as the saying goes, you may mention it all.
So Robert, you're my best friend. You're my partner in crime. Yeah, I love you very much. And to quote Dr. Seuss, he says, we are a little weird and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them and fall in mutual weirdness and call it love. You let me be who I want to be, weird and everything, control freak and all, and I love you so much.
I love you.
That's it. Wow. I'm going to start crying.
Okay. I vow to always be that couple that ruins somebody's brunch. Either way, you have made me feel loved, even when I thought it was not possible. Today, tomorrow, and forever, I give you all of me and all that I have. Just as I give you my hand today, I give you my heart, my life. Let's be dumb together. Let's be stupid. Let's make bad choices, eat the wrong things, take wrong turns in life. And let's tell great stories, the same ones forever and ever. I choose you today. I would choose you again and again and again. And I love you, and you will always be my Mariah Carey.
That was beautiful. Gentlemen, did you bring each other rings?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay, Justin, repeat after me. I give you this ring as a token of my affection.
I give you this ring as a token of my affection.
And in the immortal words of Lisa Rinna, may you always own it.
And the immortal words of Lisa Rinna, will you always own it?
Okay, Robert, repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
Which in this case does mean a thing as a token of my affection.
Which in this case does mean a thing as a token of my affection.
By the powers vested in me for some ungodly reason, I now pronounce you husbands, you may kiss each other. Oh. Yay! Mazel tov! Congratulations to the newlyweds, Justin and Robert. Well, it's time for tonight's moment of mazel, and it goes to what's truly the best part of any wedding, the gifts. Guys, the Real Real has provided you both with a special gift in honor of your big day. Let's see it.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is beautiful.
Those are matching Cartier watches for both of you.
Wow. Do I need to get remarried on this show or what?
Oh my God, these are so
there you go. Some husband and husband Cartier watches for the two of you. Okay, also the Watch What Happens Live team and I thought you could use a little something, which we also picked out on their site. So open your next gift. This is, we got you some Louis Vuitton luggage.
For your honeymoon. Oh
my yes.
Wow.
Nice. Thank you guys
for
so
your
much.
Honeymoon.
Oh my God, thank you.
Oh my God.
And when you shop on The Real Real now through June 30th, a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the National Black Justice Coalition supporting Black LGBTQ civil rights. That is amazing. I want to raise our glasses to the happy couple. Everybody grab your glasses. This is to our husbands, Justin and Robert. Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, since no wedding reception is complete without an over-the-top cake, and since Justin and Robert are both huge Top Chef fans, surprise. We got you Persian love cupcakes made for you by Top Chef contestant Stephanie.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Stephanie. There you go. There they are. You guys love Stephanie, right?
Oh my God. Yes.
We love Stephanie. We love Stephanie. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
She made those for you. And guys, I have some good news and bad news. The bad news is we couldn't get you a classic wedding band to perform at your reception. The good news is we've got a Grammy award-winning icon with us now. She has agreed to sing just a little something, performing her hit song, Love and Need and Want You. Give it up for the legendary Patti LaBelle. Give us a little taste, Miss Patti.
I love you. I love you, honey, I love you, I do. It's more than you ever know, baby, it's for sure. You can always count on my love forever more. Congratulations, Stephanie.
Thank you, Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
It's good to see everybody.
Oh, my God. I want to thank Patti LaBelle, Justin, Robert, Erica, Candy, and our entire wedding party for being here. We are on break until July 6th. Happy July 4th, everybody. Watch our after show on Twitter Live now. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody, it's the after show. I'm Andy Cohen here with Miss Patti LaBelle, Erica Jane, Candy Burris, and newlyweds Justin and Robert. Congrats, lovebirds. The Real Real has given you guys an amazing wedding gift of Cartier watches. And in honor of Pride, they're going to be donating a portion of proceeds between today and June 30th to the National Black Justice Coalition. Also, how do you like your gifts from the Watch What Happens Live team and me?
Oh, my gosh. I love them. They are so beautiful.
Yes. I've never had any kind of Louis.
Hey, grooms, do you have any questions for Patti or Erica or Candy?
Yeah.
You
want to go first?
Candy, we love your new single. We love it with Todrick and everything. We were like, trying to get it up. Erica, we want new music. We want new
so
music.
Erica.
I know, right? We love you. We love you.
Thank
Erica,
you.
How do you like the season so far? Do you feel like it's going well?
It's great. I mean, Andy will tell you it's good, and it's only going to get better from here. I mean, unfortunately, I think like we kind of lost our momentum for a hot second, but we're coming back strong.
It's going to be good.
So it was
all black for a funeral. I mean, it was rough. It was tough. Yeah.
So y'all were able to get everything done before everybody went into quarantine?
We were done the end of the first week in December, because that's when I left to go to Chicago. So, and then it's just been sit downs ever since then. So all the principal photography was done by then.
Yeah, I wanted to go see you in Chicago, but that was when I was secretly taping Masked Singer.
Can I tell you something? Everybody there in the theater loves you and talks about you every day. Like, I mean, they will tell you they loved having you. They talk about you all the time. And so you should know everybody at Chicago really loves
you. Sweet.
You go be Mama. I'll go be Roxy. We'll go have some fun.
We got to do it. Now, that would be fun.
That would be a good time.
That would be.
Patti, we know that on July 4th, you're performing as part of the Virtual Essence Festival and a Capital 4 special on PBS. You've been saying during the breaks, to Erica and Candy how much you are dying to get back to performing. This must be the longest time that you've gone without being on stage in many years, right?
Having a job. I don't have a job. I mean, that's what I do. I'm a performer, singer, right? So my shows have been stopped, postponed. They're going to come back, though. Candy, where
have you been? Have you been singing at all around the house?
Oh, yes. Every day. Yeah.
Really?
I do my California Love, and, you know, it's my birthday. Party, like, every day is my birthday. Yeah, I've been having fun at home.
Wow. Erica and Candy, have you guys been, how have you been satisfying your creativity? What have you been doing?
Well, go, Candy.
I mean, I've been going to my studio a little bit. And then I just, you know, been shooting stuff for my YouTube at home. So, you know, it's easy for me to go to my studio because nobody's there. You know, it's just me and the engineer.
What about you, Erica? Are you working on anything?
You know, it's tough because Chicago came to like a screeching halt. So I was kind of lost for a second. And I'll be honest, it has not been this super creative time for me. I've struggled a little bit, to be honest. I feel better now. I've had some songs come through. I mean, I'm due for some new music. It's just a matter of me really committing and doing it. And I got to be in that right headspace. And I'll, to be honest, this hasn't been easy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patty, Emily P. emailed and wants to know the biggest lesson you learned from starring in your own sitcom.
The biggest lesson I learned?
Yeah.
Of course, learn my lines.
Patty, Katie F. texted, what's the most high maintenance thing on your writer?
Gosh. Opus 1.
Opus 1, there you go. Yes. Patty, you've always been such a trailblazer. Eric G. wants to know if you got any backlash when you became one of the first celebrities in the 80s to be speaking out about AIDS and you were featured on posters for AIDS awareness.
Never, ever. How could you get backlash for doing something so positive?
You know, I got to ask, when you started, when you were in the Bluebells and then obviously LaBelle, I mean, gay people were... We were just in a different place in the world. There was not acceptance the way that there is now.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that you always had a flock of gay fans in the audience, right?
I used to ask why. It happened from the beginning of our singing career. We had gay following all over, everywhere. And I took it as a blessing because I said, I think they know I'm not going to judge anybody. I said, whoever you are, I want you. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been an incredible night. I love this wedding, but I loved your vows and you too. I mean, you've been together 11 years. You were planning to have a destination wedding that got kiboshed from the pandemic. And so we're so grateful to be able to meet you and to do this for you. And I'll tell you what, as soon as flights get back and life gets back, we would love to have you come to Watch What Happens Live and be in the clubhouse and meet you in person.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything else you two want to say before we leave, the new husbands?
Thank you for everybody that did this whole presentation. Just bravo, Shanine, Priscilla, Brandy, Candy,
Anthony,
Patty, Anthony, Erica, everybody, the gay sharks, Andy, we love everybody. Thank you so much for just... Yes.
Carlos, Jordan.
Yes, Ms. Holly.
Well, we love you. We look forward to celebrating your 10th year anniversary with you on Watch What Happens Live. Thank you all so much, Patty, Candy, Erica. Can't thank you enough. Thanks, everybody. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.